Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to another episode of the DDP, the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are hoping and praying that you are enjoying yourself as you listen to this little segment on the Holy Spirit. Yesterday we talked about the Holy Spirit is always active in revelation, and I don't mean the book of Revelation, but always revealing things to us. I want to bring out today that the Holy Spirit is always active. We're going to do four of these, one per day. I want to bring out that the Holy Spirit is always active in redemption. And what that means is the Holy Spirit can never contradict what Jesus did at Calvary. He always is working eternal redemption in the heart of the believer. Let's use the text. In Hebrews chapter 9, the 11th verse, "But Christ came as high priest of good things to come with greater and more perfect tabernacle that's not made with hands, that is, it's not of this creation, not with the blood of bulls and of calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." Notice that what Jesus paid for through his own blood was an eternal redemption, a redemption from the eternal realm. It's not like anything on this earth. On this earth, you would need to kill another bull and another lamb or calf or whatever the next time that you sinned, because by definition, your redemption was not eternal. It was temporary. But when Jesus obtained eternal redemption, we read on, "If the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh," that's if the Old Testament provided a way to clean the outside, "how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" How much more should Christ, by using the agency of the eternal Holy Spirit, not cleanse your, or how much more would he cleanse your conscience from doing dead works to serve God, who is not dead but alive? So the author says, if the blood of a bull could clean the outside of the man from contact with the dead or whatever, then the blood of the spotless lamb, Christ, through the continuing working agency of the eternal Holy Spirit, would, since it's an eternal Holy Spirit, provide to you an eternal redemption. So the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer is to affect the knowledge of an eternal redemption so that you realize that what you are and what you have is eternal, not temporary. It lasts forever. And it's not just in length, but in quality, because it's a redemption from the eternal realm. If you don't get this, and I don't mean this principle that I'm trying to say, I mean if you don't get the understanding of an eternal redemption, which, by the way, the Holy Spirit is always going to keep working on you in this, because Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will reprove the world of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. You're going to need convinced that you are made righteous through the redemption provided by Jesus, and we're going to need convinced of it every day. If you're not convinced of this, you will contradict what Christ did for you through his finished work by trying to finish the work to redeem yourself out of the slave market of sin, which would be an insult to what Christ did for us on the cross. So yesterday the Holy Spirit is active in revelation. Today the Holy Spirit is active in redemption. We'll do another tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.